There's been a lot of controversy about eggs lately. I've heard they're unhealthy, and now they're saying, actually, they're not as unhealthy as we once thought. What are they made of, the yolk and the whites?
Besides the eggshell that we usually don't eat, the egg white, you have 90% of water and about 10% of protein. But they also contain some minerals and some vitamins. And then the egg yolk has about a third of the protein. And the other important stuff is the cholesterol that everybody talks about. An average egg would contain these days between 160 to 200 milligrams of cholesterol. In addition, egg yolks do contain mineral and vitamin, in particular the type of vitamin that are not dissolved in water, such as vitamin D, vitamin A, etc.
So the yolks have more cholesterol, but they have more nutrition overall.
That's correct. You could say that the yolk has cholesterol, but they do have protein also, and the other type of fat. Depending on what the hen are fed, they could have a substantial amount of omega-3 fat. That's a good fat that we know from the current research.
So is the cholesterol in egg yolks considered what people are calling the bad kind of cholesterol?
Cholesterol is a fat molecule that the liver of humans can manufacture. So we don't even need to eat food to get cholesterol in our body. And it's also a key ingredient to make hormone that the body utilizes for different functions. So the notation, whether it's good or bad, depends on the small package that carries the cholesterol, because cholesterol cannot be dissolved in blood. It has to be carried in small packages by something called lipoprotein. You cannot really say, okay, the cholesterol in the egg is good and bad. It depends on the transport medium, what's carrying that cholesterol. We have about five different particles that can carry the cholesterol. For the sake of keep it simple, I just mentioned the two. The high density, which would make the cholesterol the good one, because it would help transport the bad cholesterol from the blood to the liver, where it can be destroyed. If the carrier has a low density, that's the type of cholesterol that can accumulate in the blood vessel and make them narrow and lead to heart attack or stroke. So it's not one size fits all. So with that regard, we could say that if you give two eggs per day to two group of people, each person will react differently depending on the factor that I just mentioned. And as a matter of fact, there's some studies suggest that if you increase the dietary cholesterol, you may slow down the pace with which the liver is manufacturing its own cholesterol, which might be a good thing depending on the risk factor for the patient.
So unequivocally, we can say, putting to rest that old myth, there is no link between dietary cholesterol and blood cholesterol.
That would be my current understanding of the science, and based on my own data, our own team here at Brigham and Women's Hospital.